teenager, I went my own way, but I came back to Jesus, and it feels so good to know that I had a dad who prayed with me every night before I went to bed. So, yeah, he had a big impact on my life.
You know what? I don't think you get through life without really stopping once in a while and thinking about the people that kind of entered through your life, touched your life in some way, influenced you. And that's what we're talking about here today. As we continue a discussion from earlier in the week at our studios at the Intentional Living Center. And you're welcome to share your story in our storyline at 888-888-1717 for our Facebook friends. Thank you for joining us live today as we're talking about influence, the impact of people in our lives, and how we influence others. You know, I think sometimes we hear about these influencers on TikTok and online, and they have millions of followers, and come on now. I don't know. I don't follow any of those people, but I've seen excerpts of their dancing or their makeup or whatever it is they're doing. Not interested personally, but that's just me. But I know a lot of people do follow these people. Let's face it, they do influence people. Not always in the best way sometimes, but the fact is we influence each other. And you don't have to be on a TikTok to influence somebody. You just show up and you're there in front of somebody, like your kids, your grandkids, coworkers, students, you influence their life and make a difference. And we got some great stories we're going to get to. We got Gina and Carol and Kim hanging out. We'll get to you all from Arizona, New Mexico, and New York, and others who are calling in, as well as some have left comments with us. I'm Dr. Randy. This is the Intentional Living Center, and let's get started. Gina, you are first in Arizona. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Who has it been an influence in your life?
My pastor.
All right. And what's your pastor's name?
Pastor Mark.
Okay. And how has Pastor Mark impacted you?
His love for God's Word and always encouraging us from the pulpit to get into God's Word has been challenging and encouraging, and I've gotten into God's Word over the years and have a love of God's Word and applying it to my life, sharing it with others, and I've become a mentor and a Sunday school teacher to pour out into others like I've been poured into.
Good for you. And Pastor Mark is the pastor of what church?
Calvary Phoenix.
Calvary of Phoenix. Fantastic. Great church. Thank you, Gina. And tell your pastor hi for us. And if they're listening, folks from the church, maybe they'll call and say, "Hey, Pastor Mark, you're on the radio." All right. Thank you, Gina. Appreciate your call.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let me go to Carol in New Mexico. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Who's influenced your life?
Well, I worked in a doctor's office doing bookkeeping, and we hired a young high school girl to come in and do filing for us. And she came in with her school books, but also a Bible. And I was really intrigued and interested in why a young person would be walking around with a Bible. I always attended church, and my family was religious, but I had never read the Bible in my life. And so I started questioning her about things, and she would answer, and eventually she led me to the Lord. Wow. And now I am very involved in Bible study, and I just thank God for her.
How old was she? How old was she at the time?
16.
So this 16-year-old come co-op type helping out in the doctor's office brings her Bible, and you're thinking, yeah. I didn't know 16-year-olds carried their Bible.
I know. I was, you know, I was really intrigued as far as, it just seems strange to me. Like, how cool could that be, really?
How long ago was this?
It would be in 1970s.
Long time ago.
Two
questions. How did that impact the rest of your life? I mean, you accepted Christ, but how did that impact the rest of your life? And do you have any idea what happened to her in her life? What
direction did she take? I only saw her one time afterwards because she moved away. And I told her how much that her sharing and praying with me had meant to me. And basically now I'm a leader in a Bible study group and attend a church where we study the Bible. And so it totally impacted my life.
How long was she there? I mean, how many weeks or months was she involved in your life?
A year, maybe.
So she enters in for a year, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Prays with you, reads the Bible. You come to Christ, and she leaves, and you never see her again.
Well, yeah, she graduates, and then she gets married.
Yeah, they do that, don't they? Yeah. But then on with her life, and she left that influence in your life. But you had a chance to tell her that, which was pretty cool for her, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so wonderful for me to be able to share with her, you know, how much she meant to me and how much prayer meant for me.
There's we think about influence. It's a legacy issue. We're leaving a legacy for the future. As my mother used to say, we're impacting through our kids into a time that we'll never see. We'll never see. And yet the influence is powerful. All right, Carol, thank you for calling, and I'm glad you're listening in New Mexico.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
God bless you. We will. Let me get Kim on here from New York. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you calling from in New York?
I'm calling from Kenmore in New York, which is maybe a mile away from Buffalo, New York.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're listening today. Online, I assume, right? No?
On my phone, I guess, through app, through Family Life.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're listening. Thank you, Kim. Who's influenced you?
Well, so I'd like to start this out by saying that I went for an annual mammogram in January and ended up having to get a biopsy. I was very scared, but at the same time, I looked up and I said to God, okay, I can't do this one by myself. I need you, and I need you now. He heard me because I go to a little home church. It's at the pastor and his wife's house, and it's fantastic. You have a great meal before the lesson, and it's just, I can't say how much I love it. Such a family. One of the women in that church, her name is Darlene. God handed her to me. She convinced me to go to Roswell, which is a cancer institute. She also told me that she wanted to help me with this, to come with me to my doctor's appointments and everything. Because it did end up that I had cancer. Kind of went ahead of myself a little. So I dubbed her my cancer manager. And she is an angel. Every appointment, she takes notes. She asks questions. She told me that my only job through this walk is to get better.
Mm.
That's my only job.
Mm. Now, that's a positive influence. That's fantastic. Hey, listen, Kim, thank you. I'm glad you're listening on the app from New York today. I'll tell you what. You hear the stories, how we influence each other? Teachers, pastors, dads, college professors, a son, you know? A 16-year-old student who comes in and gives some time for a year, brings her Bible with her, and makes a difference. Wow. All right, Jennifer, you ready to push the button for a break? We'll take a break. We'll be back. We got some many calls of people who shared with us. We want to get to those as well as we're talking about the power of influence, intentionally influencing other people from our Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I was thinking the other day about how does anything get done in life if we're submitting to one another all the time as Christians? I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. It says in Ephesians 5:21 that we are to submit to one another in the fear of God. And I've discovered that good leaders have followers that are willing to submit. And people will only willingly submit when followers know that the leader has their best interest in mind. That's true in marriage, it's true in business, and ministry. And we do have a need today for strong, godly leaders who have learned to submit themselves to God. That's where it begins. It's a model for us as we submit to God and then lead others. When we do that every day, and it's an important process, that's intentional living in leadership.
Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder and for the Intentional Living Minute. I hope you all enjoy it. Going out to hundreds and hundreds of folks every day. Special day today. We were just talking during the break. Jennifer, your daughter's having a birthday today.
Yes,
you want to say happy birthday to her and everybody else can listen in?
Oh, of course. I would love to. Happy birthday to my beautiful Carolina Rose. She is 19 today.
19 today.
Yep.
Cinco de Mayo.
Indeed. She's Cinco had a lot of fun birthdays.
Yeah.
You know what I used to tell her? We would take her to a certain Mexican restaurant and they had the mariachis playing.
Yeah.
And I would tell her, well, Kara, everybody's celebrating your birthday. Yeah. And that went over well till she got a little older.
I love that. I really love that music. And the guitar, some of those guitars are really big. I mean, they're huge. Anyway. And then I was reminded by our historian in the ministry here today. I think it's probably from Stephen, right? Today is the... No, that can't be. 33 years for Parent Talk and then Intentional Living. Let me see. You were 6 years old when we started, Stephen. I was 8. Hello. Anyway, talking about influence, a lot of years for sure. With time that we have left, I'll tell you what, we got some wonderful people who we've talked to over the years, people who've left comments recently on this topic. We thought we'd share some of them with you. Nancy's got a powerful story. I want you to just take a listen to it as we continue to think about the power of influence. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Nancy. The person that influenced me most in my life was my dad. As a very young child, he mentioned that if I had the faith of a mustard seed, I could move mountains. And I never really fully understood that until I progressed through life and had a family of my own. And another thing he used to teach us kids as we were growing up, when we were going through a hard time, he'd always say, look to the 121st Psalm. Look to the 121st Psalm. He said, that's gotten me through a lot. That's taken me through a lot. And I went through very traumatic experience, being involved in an active shooter situation. And when I was hunkered down in the closet, waiting for everything to quiet down and get over with, it was as if my dad was in the closet with me and he was just saying, remember the 121st Psalm, honey, remember the 121st Psalm. And that brought such peace through that time. And so I'd have to say it was my dad.
Wow, that's really powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Nancy. And in fact, I have the 121st Psalm here. Let me read it to you. It's only 8 verses. And this is a song. Of course, the Psalms are songs, right? This was a song of pilgrims ascending up into Jerusalem. And if you've been to the Holy Land, I've had the privilege, my wife and I, to be there 3 times. And, you know, you ascend down and then you ascend up into in this place, the old city. And you can picture these pilgrims going up through this desert land and the rocks and everything as they were singing this out. And from the New Living Translation, it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You get a picture of them going up into the mountains, see, and recognizing that my strength isn't here. My strength is in the Lord. It goes on to say, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. And if you've been there, it's kind of like Arizona, and it gets pretty hot, and you need a shade, right? The Lord himself watches over you like a shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. You can picture the pilgrims going up that mountain toward Jerusalem, singing that psalm, Psalm 121. Thank you, Nancy, for that reminder. Talking about influence today, by the way, you're welcome to share your person on our storyline at 888-888-1717, like Vicki did. Take a listen.
This is Nikki. I'm a massage therapist in Michigan. One of the questions on the air was, who has been a very influential person in your life? And I have to say, when I went into massage therapy, there was a lot of Eastern science and a lot of Eastern religion that went along with it. And the Eastern religion wasn't part of the program, but it was definitely part of my peer group, the interest of my classmates. I really had to be intentional about trying to live the Christian life. But slowly and surely, little innocent things like, oh, I don't do any spell casting, but I'll do poetry with intention. I won't do major life decisions based off astrology, but I like the personality assessment. And then opening up the Bible and realizing the things I've been doing, I am not permitted to do by the Bible, these things that I need to let go of. And when I started letting go was when God was really blessing my business and really helping people to open up to me, helping me pray for them. And that's when I felt so much closer to God. So it took this young man at my Bible study, his name is Luke, he pulled me aside and said, hey, I want you to watch this documentary, listen to this podcast. It talks about New Ageism and Christianity, and just let me know what you think of it. I was very angry with him because he exposed me to some truths that I wasn't ready to accept. But boy, I'm really glad that he got me thinking along those lines, because there were a lot of things he was right. I'm just really grateful that a friend was willing to put himself out there and share some highly uncomfortable truths, something that nobody else is willing to share with me, to get me back on the right track. And now I'm living for Jesus.
That, you know, thank you, Vicki. As I was listening, that's a reminder that influence isn't always happy talk. It's not always the people come along and say, hey, that a boy, when you shouldn't be that a boy. It should be, hey, listen, I want to challenge you because I love you about the path you're on. People who love you and really care for you are people who are willing sometimes to stand in the path and say, wait a minute, before you really execute on that decision you think you've made, think about these things. Very, very powerful reminder. You know, I mentioned I did a lesson a few years ago about the five men that most influenced my life, especially in the earlier years of my life. And I don't have time to go through that lesson, but let me share one or two of those that influenced my life. Of course, my dad, for me, was the number one on the list. My dad, who's been in heaven now, just this week, 29 years ago this week, that he went to be home with Jesus. And I would say, and what I did with these five men, I thought, how did they influence you? Because here's a fact. When you think of the top four or five people that influenced your life, they probably influenced you in different ways. Not everybody influences you the same way. My dad, in a lot of ways, but encouragement was my dad. You can do it. I'm proud of you. That matters. He would send me notes. He would underline things. He would say, hey, I'm proud of you. That's great. I always knew, even if it wasn't great, you know, he was encouraging me. Then my wife's father, my father-in-law, Warren Bolthouse, how he impressed in my life, because he was the founder of Family Life Communications, Family Life Radio. I mean, this man was just a man of faith. Simple. I mean, it wasn't complicated to him. He used to say, we'd sit in board meetings, he'd say, God said it. He meant it. That settles it. Now let's go. Yeah, but, you know, And sometimes the yeah, but had to be talked about. You know, there's some practicality of some things, but he was just a man of faith. If God said it, we trust him and we move. And then there was another, some of you know, and whenever I travel, people bring up the period of time that Kevin Lehman and I worked together, Dr. Lehman and myself. He was the author of the Birth Order book, and we wrote some books together, and we traveled and did all sorts of things. And for about 10 years, I think, we worked together. And of course, we're still friends. He's here, and I'm here. We talk from time to time. He's busy with his work, and I'm busy with mine. But one of the things that Kevin Lehman really, I think, was he was the kind of a guy that said, you can do it. Because I can remember when I've talked about writing my first book, I'm thinking, I can't write a book. You know, those people write books, but I can't. And he said, you know, hey, listen, I wrote a book, you can write a book. And so you got something to say? Yes, write it. And we did. And that's become history now. In fact, we wrote a couple books together. One of them on childhood memories, you know, I say with great humility, and became a national bestseller. But, you know, I'm thinking, me, I'm part of this in any way, in any fashion. And so I say thanks to Kevin and his impact in my life. And there's been others. Of course, my dad, my father, both father-in-law, both of them in heaven now. Very interesting. Kind of a reflective day. I think when we think about influence, what we have to be reminded of is that it really is a legacy question. Maybe you should sit down and think about who were the top five people that influenced your life in a positive way. Send them a note if they're still here. And if not, pray for the family. Send a note to the family, the impact they had. All right, let's get back. We got a few more before we run out of time. I think Tony is next. Really, really powerful story from Tony. Tony. Tony, go ahead and share with us. Who was it?
Sure. My name is Tony, and my greatest influence in my life is a guy named Lee. I've had problems in my life in my young adulthood. I ended up meeting him through a probation, and he influenced my life in such a way that today I am been sober 26 years, and since then it's not just how he helped me, but I've had people in my life that have told me that I have carried them through problems and trouble. So it just pays forward, and I'm just so grateful to him and so grateful to my God.
Wow, thank you, Tony. Listen, you know, someone stepping into your life when you're going through the pit, just to be there, you know, maybe they've been through it themselves, they can share a story. They touch your life, and then you don't see them again, but they impacted you during that time. Very powerful. All right. Before we do run out of time, we got a couple more here. Rita wants to share. Listen to, in her case, three people that impacted her.
Hello, my name is Rita. Today's radio show was about who has influenced your life. I have three that have influenced my life greatly. One was my mother. My mother was the most generous, loving person I've ever seen. She gave to people all the time. And I enjoy doing that, and sometimes too much, maybe get me and myself in trouble. The other person that influenced me was my dad. He got up very early in the morning and did a lot of chores because some of the time my mother was very sick. And I always saw him reading his Bible every morning before he went to work. He was a hard worker. He didn't call out. He toughed it out when he wasn't feeling well. Then the third person is my best friend, Carol Williams. Our lives are so parallel, and she encourages me every day. And we pray for each other every day and try to help each other with our family situations with our boys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rita, for sharing that. I think I got time for one more. Nick, who was it in your life?
Hi, my name is Nick, and I'm from Tucson, and I just wanted to share that the person I'm grateful for that's been a massive influence in my life would be my mom, directly. Her name's Rebecca. She and my grandma, so her mother, have been influential to me, and they constantly remind me that I'm in the place I need to be when I need to be there. So even these people like them that have been through harder times than I'll ever be able to know, they're able to tell me that things are going to be better and that I'm in the right spot at the right time. God has a plan for me and He knows where I need to be at the right moment. And they've just helped me stay grounded, and they've helped me be able to live a better life and live a closer walk with God because they help me, they help guide me on the right track. And I'm just, you know, so beyond blessed to be born into a family of believers.
Well, a thought today as we wrap up really two programs earlier in the week and today focused on this topic of influence. Who is it that impacted your life, which is an interesting question, and in what ways? But I think even a more powerful question might be, how are you influencing others? Look around you. How do the words that you speak, or the attitudes that you display, or the intentional decisions or indecisions, or changing decisions or inconsistencies, or whatever it may be, come on, we're human beings, we impact each other. I'm convinced, as we've heard these stories, dozens of them, and we got dozens more that are here in our vault of audio. And it's a simple message. Someone loved me. They told me the truth. They walked with me. They were there for me. You didn't hear anything here that was profound. You know, this is not about great education or great brilliance, or I didn't hear anything about great looks or a lot of, I didn't hear anything about money. Money never came up. What I heard was friends, teachers, grandparents, parents, people who entered your life for a brief period of time, walked with you during a difficult time in life. These are the things that'll matter later in our own lives when other people think of us. Maybe on that day when they're reflecting that eulogy on our life, the impact that we've made, the influence. So it's a great question for all of us today. How are you influencing the people around you? And is it the way you want to influence them? If not, get intentional. That's what we're about here. Figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it. Hey, listen, I want to thank the team here today. You guys are fantastic. Thank you, Gino, for making me look as good as I'm ever going to look at this point in my life on Facebook. Face for radio, as they say, right? And Jennifer, thank you for being our chief engineer and our senior producer over here, Mr. Davis himself. Thank you, Stephen, for your work. And you guys continue to influence me and each other. We influence each other every day, for sure. And to my wife, huge influence in my life and always in a very good way. And I hope I have a little positive influence in hers as well. I'm Dr. Randy. Gotta run. We'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center. Have a great day.